It's Bruce from the Willows once again. I want to share with you some teaching about love and how we need love, real love, in this world. So I have a question for you. What does love mean to you? What does love mean to each of you individually? We know that love is patience. We know love is kind. We know that it does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with truth. It always protects, it always trusts, it always hopes, it always perseveres. Love never fails. You know that kind of love? That, my friends, is true love. You see, God's kind of love was so different from other kinds, and so much different, that a new Greek word had to be invented for it. And I'm sure you'll probably know that that new word was agape. If we meditate on the phrases that I read at the beginning and the paraphrase or expression of what I'm going to share now, this might help us in what love should mean to us. Love is exhaustively patient. Love anticipates a person's need and meets them. Love doesn't mind when someone else has the limelight, the responsibilities, the popularity, or the privileges. Love is not anxious to impress. Love does not blow its own trumpet. Love is not aggressive but courteous. Love does not insist on its own way. Love is not touchy or easily rubbed up the wrong way. Love keeps no list of faults and failings of others. Love doesn't gloat over the mistakes of others in order to put itself in a better light. Instead, it is glad when others are right. Love throws a cloak of silence over what is displeasing in other people. Love is not shaken even by the worst of storms. Love is eternal. Love is sincere. It has an open heart and an open hand. It knows nothing of corruption and deceit. It is generous, marked by sacrificial giving of time, money, energy, and gifts to those who are in any form of need. It is active, backing expressions of love with acts of service. It is forbearing and forgiving, turning a blind over and a deaf ear to the faults and findings of others, and it quickly releases people from their sins that have hurt us. Love is uniting. It seeks always to make peace and to heal the divisions within Christian homes and churches, and indeed with all people. It is positive, believing the best about others, not fearing the worst. It is sensitive, taking care not to say or do anything that would cause another brother to some stumble. it is upbuilding, so that even when the truth that is spoken must sometimes hurt, it always aims to build up that person in our Lord. It is the summary of the entire Christian faith, and it must be, yes, it must be, the Christian's first and foremost aim. If that portrait of love leaves us somewhat breathless, it is meant to. God does not require us to strive so what but set. God does not want us to strive for all this in our own strength. Instead, he will help us to learn about true love, and he will work in us so that this love can be seen in us. So my friends, if you have any needs, problems, anything you want to ask me, I would be glad to receive an email from you. My email address, all in lowercase, is bruce.porter@sky.com. I am here to love you. I am here to help you. I am here to pray for you. God bless you until next week, when we will meet again. Thank you.